Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Guys, we are so about to get into some really, really dangerous, naughty, inappropriate situations. And we have to tell you that we had a call with our tour manager today talking about tour.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy, giddy.
Hi, guys. It's been a really long time, but wow. I said to him that because if I couldn't drive, I would have panic attacks all the time. If I had to rely on people to get me to and from, yeah, I would have a panic attack. I don't know how you're okay with it. Like, and just like the Zoom, how are you okay with not knowing how to do this? You just are.
Well, I mean, it only took me a couple of minutes. I mean, I'm sure if I was all by myself and I hadn't had a martini, like I would have been more focused.
Okay.
And plus I always would have, like, I would just call upon anyone that was around me and they would help me, or I'd call someone who I knew how to do it. You know what I mean? And then I'd know, and now I know.
I mean, I can't believe driving doesn't give you, like, the fact that you can't just escape on a highway doesn't give you,
I know,
full hyperventilation.
Well, it's really ironic because on our way home from the restaurant tonight, the kids were having a conversation in the back about what's more dangerous, being on a boat or a car. And I was like, definitely a car. And they're like, what about a plane or a car? I'm like, a car. And I'm like, so I get so much anxiety just being on the road when people are going like 100 or I don't know, what is it in America, like 60. And the car is going so fast that a split minute that somebody looks down, like they could just crash into you or you could crash into them and everyone could just die. Makes me like really nervous. Like I often close my eyes on the highway. Cause I'm like, I can't watch. I also I also watch the news, so I know that there's crashes all the time. I mean, you know that because your husband drives on the highway and he's often late because of traffic, because of accidents.
Yeah, I don't think about it.
I know. And I don't think about it on airplanes. And people are like, I'm nervous, or like there's turbulence. I'm like, we'll be fine.
It is pretty crazy. So since I last talked to you, which has been like so long, when I've talked to you, like that, I had one kid come back. I had one kid leave. Mm. I've had so much has happened this summer and you're not even here.
It's so weird and it's so stupid. And every time that I met somebody, because like in Massachusetts, it's like there's just lovely women and they've always been such big fans of ours and like supporters. And when I meet them, I just always feel a little bit like I feel bad that you're not there with me. You know what I mean?
You're like, sorry for half the experience. Sorry about this. 100%. It does get better. I feel bad for our Instagram followers when they said my fish story was like reminds them of you and me in the old times. And I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Literally, did you see those comments? Oh, everyone's like, because we had a situation.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so it's the best, guys. I'm going to tell this story, but he's a little bit embarrassed. But okay. So comes back from camp and the fish were small, but he's all into fishing. Okay. All in. So last night, Mark and I take him to Canadian Tire. We go buy fishing rods to go fishing. And I let him know I'm not touching the fish. I don't do that. That's not my jam. I don't do it. 3 minutes, the rod's in. Chloe catches a fish. I pull it up and he's like, fishing is canceled. Literally, no, nope, not doing this, not doing this. No. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. And then I call my mom and then, you know, the whole thing is like a debauchery. And then the fact that people are like, they're telling me that that reminds them of you and me when we used to get into situations. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no.
So you couldn't take the lure out, eh?
No, I had to call the man from the forest, my mom's worker man. I had to stop him off the tractor and say, excuse me. I can't get this. Everyone called me out for screaming mom because I was scared. So I called my own mom and they're like,
wasn't it like a bass?
Tiny,
yes.
Tiny bass. Then I have to call the tractor man.
I know. But the worst part is that when the hook gets into the fish, because it has that little like thing that hooks it on, when you take it out, even if you're nice, it kind of rips its mouth a little.
Well, it was so... The man comes and he teaches Max and everyone's got moist panties for the guy who came from the forest because he was so sweet with Max. He's like, who's this charming man? They're all like, what a charmer. And I'm like, wow, does not take you people a lot. Just catch a fish and teach a boy. The comments were killing me. And then Max, for the, like a good hour and a half, he's like, I'm never fishing again. Never. Like, it's like he was traumatized. And then he went and got the fishing rod. He's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. It's like he couldn't
do this. What was his plan once he hooked it?
Before?
After what happened when he got back out there.
He was gung-ho. The guy had taught him. He knew how to do it now. I know how to do this now.
Take the hook out.
Yeah.
Thank God he didn't catch one, right?
Yes. Yes.
Tomorrow's a new day. Lose the lures.
But when everyone's like, this is reminding me of you in that old school, I was like, no.
We are so about to get into some really, really dangerous, naughty, inappropriate situations. And we have to tell you that we had a call with our tour manager today talking about tour And just how that, you know, we have so many more of you that weren't here a year and a half ago when we did our North America. We've done 150 cities, and we want to let you know, we want to like be able to explain to you what kind of a night is in order. And it's going to be different from the last, not only because our platforms have changed, but like, we've changed, you know, and evolved, and we hate the same shit over and over. We get bored. So we absolutely always have to change it. So guys, go to catnattour.com, check out the cities that we're coming to. It's going to be a live podcast, and some of the segments are not only going to come to life through our talking to each other, but actually through experiences, which will include you guys, which will include special guests, which will include naughty things and fun things and special things. It's going to be,
I know,
unbelievable.
I was, and then that whole stripper conversation where the girl's like, I would be very mad if my husband went to see women, so I can't do it either. And I'm like, y'all, let's like take a beat here. I'm like,
are we still, like, does someone still say that now?
Yeah. She's like, is there going to be a show without that? And I was like, it is 4 minutes of a show. I was like, let's take a beat. And I'm like, it's a reason to come. It's not a reason to come. And it's not a reason not to come, unless you're 89, like that one woman who only came for dancers. You know what I mean? Like,
then that's a reason to come.
Then that's your reason.
Listen, Kat and I have like, I've been to like one strip club in my life. You know, this isn't about falling in love with strippers or having
and they don't want you. Like, no. That's what's so crazy, is that people think like, because they're dancers, that they do not want middle-aged women, like, or even young women. Like, they're mostly, a lot of these people are interested in men. And yes, you know, a lot of these people also, the women dancers, they're not interested in your husband. They're interested in his money, but that's it. Like, they are not, they want your money.
Like, life lessons, guys. Strippers are there for fun entertainment. They're not there for infidelity. Like, it's okay. And listen, if you're in a relationship and that's just the way it is, then that's just the way it is. Come to us on every other platform. But are we going to have a bit of a naughty segment in there just to fulfill the fun and the excitement and the danger and the adventure of, and the hilarity of a male dancer? Fuck yes.
I know. You know, and it really, honestly, if you're really uncomfortable with it, it's probably not the show for you, because our mouths are so naughty that there's way worse than out of my mouth than there is, you know, like if you know, like cock or balls or like pussy, actually I don't like that word, or like, you know, fuck, if any of those words offend you, don't come.
Oh my gosh. If you don't,
I'm a naughty mouth. You
would be majorly offended by, if we dip into the conversation of anal, then you know what, we've got this up the show for you. And here's why, because we're not there to talk about the things that you're talking with your kid's teacher or your kid's principal. We're there to talk about things that either nobody's talking about or only your best girl can talk about. That's what we're there for.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if, you know, if you're uncomfortable with shitting a dick, don't come.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Okay, hold on. Let's get into shitting a dick a little bit. Hold on. So basically, one time. No, I'm not kidding. We're talking just about like this. I don't even know what our conversation was about, but Kat's like, what if you shit a dick? And I was like, listen, here's what I want to know. Okay. And this is like totally like, first of all, for people who like anal and also for gay guys, what if they have IBS? Does that mean that they're always the one who give it, or can you somehow control your IBS? Because if you are to like even pay attention or talk about my poop shoot, I'll get diarrhea.
There's got to be a way, though, Kat. We could get a strap on and practice if that's what you're looking for.
And that's what best friends are for. Whoa.
You know, sex with Sue would say one finger.
Okay.
Two fingers.
Yeah, okay.
Three fingers.
Yeah, but
four.
Well, do we need to discuss that for dinner that night first? Like, or is it just like...
Well, start with one or two and see what happens.
That's revolt, what you just did.
Well, yesterday's your Insta story, when you put your two fingers up, I was like, no.
I know.
No.
That's like when we were on the podcast with Daphne Oz and Hilaria Baldwin when they had, what was their podcast called?
Mum Brain.
And we were talking about one in the poop and one in the shoot or something. And Hilaria's
two in the pink and one in the stink.
And Daphne's dying laughing. Hilaria's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you have 6 fucking kids in a butthole. Seriously? Oh, those girls. Oh, I love them to bits.
They're so funny. So how long are you there for? 2 days?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. And I have to tell you, last night when we were texting, so we finally got home. So we came right from Cape Cod. We went to my sister-in-law's best friend's house for dinner. And she actually had another guest over there. And so there was like a bunch of kids and some adults and someone I'd never met. And when I got there, first of all, Taylor and my mother-in-law was there to surprise us because we had said goodbye to her the night before and she was there. My daughter looked at me and she's like, did you take your eyelashes off? Like, I'm like, I'm wearing no makeup. I was spent. Got here. You got to do blow up mattresses. You got to do sheets. You got to get toothbrushes, brush teeth, get the suitcases out of the car. It's dark. I went to Mark. Well, the dinner party was still on. I was like, I have nothing left in me. Like I have nothing left in me. Came home.
Right.
Quickly got everyone organized. And I just lay in bed and I was like, I don't feel well. And it wasn't that I was sick. It was just that I was like, you know, the day before we were supposed to leave in the morning and Mark's like, let's go out on the boat, which is really fun.
Yep.
But in my mind, it was like, okay, this whole boating thing and this whole Cape Cod thing is done. I'm ready to leave. But he procrastinated it another day. And that just sort of put me over my, like,
my management.
That's where I thought I was done. And I loved the idea and I did it. But when it was done and then we had to go to a dinner party, I was like, you know, when you're trying to, like, you're trying to make conversation, but, like, I was.
Yeah. You're not there. You're, like, having a conversation, but you actually can't hear. You're like, I don't know what you're saying.
And I feel like people sort of, like, rely on people like us, in a totally good way, but to, like, keep the conversation going, you know, we've got interesting things to say. We're funny, like, all of that. So if you don't perform in a way that people expect you to, it's sort of a little bit lame. So I kind of, like, snuck upstairs and I called Mark over and I was like, I can't do anymore. I'm done. So we left two kids there with them. And I was like, two kids were ready to go home. They were soaking wet. They'd been in a lake. I was like, get naked, put your clothes in a bag, and we're driving home. TJ's like, I'll be naked in the car. I go, yeah, that's all I've got in me. I was like, threw him in the shower, brushed his teeth. I'm like, I'm done. So I have three more nights, four more nights, I think, in the States. And then I'm going to be really ready for my bed.
You have been a champ. I cannot believe you have, like, done what you've done every day. I, like, it's a lot.
There's not been a day that we haven't done 100 things. We wrote a letter from my in-laws saying all the memories that we had while we were there to leave for when they came back, because they weren't there when we left. There was 35 things on the list of things that we'd done, from, like, bumper boats to fishing to boating to baseball games to dinners to, like,
crabbing,
like, zip lining, go-karting. Like, I was like, we need to sit the fuck down. And my husband is not ready to sit down. He's having the time of his life. He loves the ocean. He loves vacation.
What are the kids gonna do? Are they gonna be, like, in shock when they get home? Are they like, what are we doing today?
Listen, I came here today and my sister-in-law was like, because we went to this entertainment center this afternoon and then to Teppanyaki dinner and then to Froyo. And in the morning, she's like, want to do something fun in the morning? I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, they can play in the backyard. Like, why are we scheduling them, you know? Anyways, I went to Target. Kat.
Yes.
So guys, just so you know, we don't have Target in Canada. We tried. It failed.
We didn't. Target failed it. We had nothing to do with Target.
If we had anything to do with it, it would have been a huge success. I bought a whole new wardrobe.
No.
From Target, which, when the kids wanted to know what Target was like, they were like, is it like the dollar store? We're like, no, it's more like a fancy Walmart. Like, how else do you describe Target to Canadians, kids?
I don't think you can. But it's not comparable.
So the dress what you right now is so cute. It's Target. I bought probably 8 dresses, a bathing suit, a track suit, pajamas. I bought Taylor underwear. I bought TJ a bathing suit. Mark bought t-shirts. Like, I'm like, why does anyone shop anywhere else? And I was like, a cat in that line in Target would be so
good. How much did you spend? Let's get to the good stuff.
Okay. To be honest. So Taylor probably got 5 items. I probably got 15 items.
Mark Whoa.
Got 5 and TJ got 1 and we spent like $460.
Pardon?
Oh, and 2 bags of chips, Haribo gummies, and a Diet Pepsi.
Shut up.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
So you're going to go back tomorrow?
I think I bought the whole store.
Do you think
that we get back?
Oh my God. When we get back, your kids are going to have a hard time adjusting to normal life, or they will just be like, whatever.
I think they'll feel comfort.
Got it. And like consistency.
I keep reiterating to Mark that, like, you know, your kids have been so amazing. Like, taking kids away from their home, changing their schedule with no consistency for 6 weeks is hard on a kid. And I was like, it will make them more resilient, but, like, they have done an unbelievable job of just kind of rolling with where we end up and spend two nights here. You're on an air mattress here. And you know, Kat, you know me, you and me, when we like make a bed, we always have, whether it's like a sleepover bed or anything, we have the bottom sheet, the top sheet, the blanket, the quilt.
Yes. Yes.
The water beside the bed, the sound machine. Like we have, we make their lives super comfortable. Here, it's kind of like you get what you get when you get it. Like,
so it's just, it was like roll, but the super comfortable in Cape Cod.
For the kids, for sure. I have not had a beautiful sleep since I left.
Wow. You know, guys, it's resiliency, like what Nat's talking about right now is like, I think something you can't give them unless you do hard things, which is like, you know, so hard to grasp because it's like we want them to build skills without actually having to do anything hard to build them. And I had such a moment when I dropped Olivia off at the bus with Mark and everyone's like, did you cry? Were you upset? And I was like, you know, I said to Mark on the way drive back, I was like, you have to think about that girl. If 4 years ago I had told you she's going to get on a bus by herself and go to sleepover camp for 3 weeks without us, what would you have said? And he's like, not a chance in hell. And I go, you think about that girl who couldn't talk to like adults.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and when she got on the bus, I made sure to point it out. I think it's really important for parents to point out, especially if your kid has anxiety or any type of anxiety situation, to be like, look what you just went through. That was really hard, but you made it through. Like, if you know,
it's reminding me so much. I went to sleepover camp for a bunch of years. 1 year, a place I didn't know anyone. And then other places I did know someone. And then when I was the summer after, I think going into grade 11, I went to the same camp that you went to, but as a grown person, when like as a teenager who can be kind of insecure and like worry about what people think, I ended up going off to a camp with people that were older than me. And I remember my mom before I left, because we had like a meeting before and she's like, I'm really proud of you for doing this. And I know that she said it because she knew me and she knew how nervous that made me. And just like you said, when you pointed out, she's like, I'm really proud of you for doing this. And I was like, there's a few times my mom has said that. And I remember all of them crystal clear.
I think it's our job to point out so they know what they're doing is like hard, but good. And you know, Max, his duvet cover came home and it was completely full of sand. Okay. Like it was like black. And I said to him, I said, why is it so sandy? He goes, oh, there was sand everywhere. I slept in sand every night. And the beds were really uncomfortable. Like, he's like, you couldn't move. You just kind of laid there like this. And I was like, that sounds horrific. However, you had to get into that bed every night and put yourself to sleep.
Yes.
Without mommy tucking you in with 17-year-old boys, like being like, peace out, good night. And I was like, what you built? Like to me, it makes my mom heart sad. You know, I'm kind of like, you baby. But to him, he just was like, that was part of what you did. I don't know how to put it. It was like part of what he did for the fun.
We try to make their evenings and their sleep the most comfortable we possibly can. We will do anything to make them have a cozy bed. But if you even just look at what I have been through now and how many times you've been places where the bed was not comfortable, but you were able to figure it out. And I was just gonna say, the other thing I want to just note to everyone who's listening, it is really important to point it out to your kids, but when it's important, don't overuse out of you. Because if you say like, you know, you did this, just, I'm proud of you. Oh, you got on the bus. I'm proud of you. Oh, you got off the bus. I'm proud of you. It's those moments that are really pivotal when your parent says it and you know, it's big for you. That's another thing I think really to point out. It's make it something that really matters and then point it out to them and they won't forget it.
I also was the only mom who left and didn't wave goodbye because Mark had a meeting. So they all line up when they're on the bus, but the bus didn't leave for like an hour. And I was like, I have to go. She's like, I don't care. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, Mom, I'm with my friend. I'm all good. And I really did believe her. She wasn't like, you know, stay. And if you're sitting there being like, I wish my kid would do that, or my kid would never, don't ever say that, because Kids yes. are constantly changing and growing.
Yes.
And they're building to the people they are, and experiences you give them makes them who they are. And she was genuinely okay getting on the bus and being by herself, like in her core. And I was like, that was not the same. That would not have been the case 2 years ago, but that was the case this year. And so parenting is steps. It's not like mine would never, don't ever say that. That's not true.
Yeah.
Yours might someday.
Yeah.
They just have to be ready to do it.
Yeah.
Did I also tell you Chloe got rid of her soother?
Yes.
I forgot. But also she was ready. She was like, I think I'm done. I was like, 6 years old.
And the reason that you also don't say my kid would never is, and this is, you guys have heard this before, but when you label your kids as something, they will fall into that label. So like, he doesn't like sports. He never wants to play them. He's not good at that. Well, maybe he might just fall in love with a sport, but he might not try it because you say he's not sporty, or he's really good at doing, like, he's really lazy. Well, then he's going to be a fucking lazy kid because that's what you expect of him. You know, I see that a lot. And I think it's really easy for people to put other kids in categories, like parents, grandparents, everything. And I'm like, you got to be really careful with that. You know, you really got to, you know, I always remember being super shy, and I don't remember my mom ever calling me shy, you know?
Yeah, no. Yes, I do know.
She expected me to not be shy. So every time I showed up, I was like, I guess I'm not shy.
Yeah. And, you know, even if you're shy in that moment, there's moments where your life will change. And, you know, I again was telling Mark, I'm like, our kids, you can see them growing and changing before your eyes when you give them things like, you know, when Teddy went to the new school and you saw him like level up to the challenge rather than be smushed by it. Totally. And I think so many of us are so afraid to make them get in this uncomfortable spot. Like a lot of people with sleepover camp are like, I can't believe you could let your kids go and do that. Now, listen, I first time mom, me, would probably judge that. Like probably would be like, you want your kids to go away, right? Like in my head, when kids go for 2 months, I'm like, oh, they just don't want to be with their kids. Well, now I understand it differently. Mm-hmm. Like now I get that
it's like when I said my kids will never play with a kid who plays Fortnite. I was saying that story last night. I was like,
yeah,
he plays Fortnite. We can't go to his house. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, COVID, we all play Fortnite. Like, you know, that's the thing about parenting too, is it's okay to say, I used to be this person, but I have learned from experience and now I see it differently. And that's okay that I changed my mind. That's okay that I'm like, my kid might ask to go to camp for 2 months and for some reason I could afford it. That's what they want. I'm going to give them that.
I know, that's the other piece. Holy fuck. There is a lot of camps so you can look into, guys, that are not that are through the city, that are sleepovers too as well. So that is something to say. Your titties look huge. What's up with that?
I think it's just the angle, to be honest.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you all ready for LA? Are you all packed?
Pat.
I don't know. You just went shopping.
I don't even know what they wear in LA. Like, this is very, like in, you know, my mind is, like, very short. So it's like, I'm going to Maine this weekend. I'll buy things that I can wear on the beach and at the house. I'm going for 3 nights. What about when I come back to the city? Maine attire is not appropriate for Toronto attire.
Like, oh, my God. So you get home on a Tuesday or a Monday?
I get home, I think on a Tuesday, and I start all my appointments like immediately. Yeah.
Oh, and then then we leave Monday. Oh my God. So I'll see you.
Kat.
Yeah.
So my husband's like, what are you doing for the 3 days before you go to Santa Barbara? Well, and I'd let him know we're going to be collaborating with other podcasters. There's a guy that we're probably going to meet up with who's opening up the Three Arts in Toronto because he's still in LA till September. No, close the door.
They want to show someone. Don't mess it up.
Uncle Matt wants to show.
No, don't mess it up.
Okay, well, I'm
a frog in his hand.
A frog. Okay, frog. I am podcasting right now.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to tell you.
Hi, close the door. Oh my God, it's a huge frog. It's a huge frog.
You want to see him?
A little closer.
Can he join the podcast?
Oh my God, if you let that shit go, no, I'm going to
It's
literally...
a podcast. No. Oh. Ew, it's a giant frog.
Toad.
That's because they live in the forest.
Yeah, let me touch. Oh no, my God. Okay.
We're right. Done. Everybody out.
Wait, can I hold him outside?
Max says hi. Get your underwear out of here.
Hi, Max. I miss you. Love
you. He can't hear you, baby.
Light on and close the door. I just got sabotaged.
Okay, so yeah,
and I was like, we're gonna meet up with the guy, and I was like, we need to talk about this with the guy who's gonna open the Three Arts office and have a little quick meeting. We have to meet with our managers.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what else to say. Guys, just so you know, we have to go somewhere for 2 nights and we bought another 3 nights there.
Yeah.
What'd you tell Mark?
He doesn't ask. He does not ask.
Well,
you know, my husband is very much like he would go on a guy's trip. He'd go to Vegas. Like they're
friends. But I have made this like it is a work trip. It's not like I'm like,
fishing
a cat.
Yeah, he wouldn't care. My husband is like, he thinks we would. He has no idea. I don't even think he knows like what the pot. Like I feel like we're going to
play for a living.
No, I could be like, I'm going to do 3 podcasts. And then cool. Like
yeah, I mean, I think it was like conversation, but I was like,
yeah. And then you got caught, and you're like, oh.
Like so. Anyways, that's why I emailed our managers. I'm like, we're hooking up, right? Like
we can get a picture because it didn't happen. If there isn't a picture, we'll green screen them in on TikTok. Look, we're with them.
Oh my gosh, that was just so funny because I was like,
You were a guy. You were a dude.
I was like, well, we're going to the winery on. I don't really know. So.
I mean, to be honest with you, the flights are so, LA is like such a tricky time because there used to be like 4 flights a day. Now there's not from where we live because of COVID. There's 2 flights a day. Yeah. So you either like you get there at 11 o'clock at night. So if we were to get there like Wednesday at 11 o'clock at night to then go to Santa Barbara, so we're actually only in LA for 2 days.
Plus,
like
actually,
Tuesday, Wednesday.
We literally are like on a retreat. Not a retreat. What do they call it?
A work. Oh my, we have to go and really figure stuff. We have not been away in a year. I haven't slept with you in a year and a half. That's crazy.
We need a freaking brain dump. Because guys, we're planning our tour and we want it to be the best it can be. And the only way that we can properly plan it is when it's just two of us without interruption. And everyone on our team knows that. Our tour managers.
Do you think you still snore or what?
You know, nobody's mentioned it since I've been here.
Okay.
But
I was just curious.
I think I'll do it for you though. Like, I think I do it for you. Like, I think I just like let loose. Like I have the whole bed when I'm with you. Right. Cause
oh my God.
Curl up on my side. Cause Mark's in my bed.
But by like, the way, I think people are psychos who share a double bed. I think you are a psycho.
Well, this if is you a share, situation right here then.
If you sleep with your husband every night, you're a psycho.
Total
psycho. In a double bed. Psycho. I don't know. You're a psycho. I'm sorry, don't get offended. You're a psycho.
You look at the world differently than we do.
Why?
Because we could never. So how could they?
No, you're a psycho. No, I'm dead serious. Like you, I don't know. That's not normal. A double bed, a double. Because not
if you're
a queen.
Double, your bodies are pressing at some point.
Yes, it's like, I'm in a double right now. And
there's a double. Mark, I'm sleeping in a double right here. And TJ came
with who?
Of the night. Mark.
Shut up.
Yeah. Look at that.
You have to sleep there with him. I would sleep on the floor. You know what? I'd actually maybe.
Is that TJ came in at 5 and Mark's like, three people can't sleep in a double bed. So he went and slept on the air mattress that TJ was sleeping in. So from 5 to like 8:30, I was like,
oh, I would be like, Mark, take the bed with TJ. I'm going to the air mattress. Mark came up to my mom's place because I have 2 kids sleeping on the floor beside me in my mom's place. And then I'm in this bed.
Is your mom in the bunk beds?
No, bunk beds are gone.
Where's your mom?
There's another bed across from me, but I said, Mark, you're not sleeping in this bed with me.
Where's your mom sleep?
So my mom sleeps over there in that room. There's 2 rooms.
And what's in the other room now?
Their liquor room.
No, but what does your mom sleep on?
There's 2 bedrooms.
Yeah,
and a liquor room. Yeah.
Is it like a double?
It's a double. So she either sleeps on the couch or in the double. But my kids and I all sleep in the same room. And then the bunk room is now a liquor room.
There's nowhere else to store the liquor, but in a whole room?
Yeah, it got its own room.
Does it have so much liquor?
So much liquor.
Oh my God, I have a juicy story.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, here goes real quick, okay?
Okay, go real quick.
All right, did you watch the Fyre documentary about the Fest Fyre Festival?
No, was it good?
Yes, you did.
What?
Where basically they built this festival like on an
island. Yes, I know it.
Yeah. And like basically the guy was like, he was like all like influenced like Hailey Bieber, the Kardashians, the promotion for it. And it was this big thing and everyone was going to come to this island and it was going to be all, and Ja Rule was a part of it. And it was like,
yes, huge. Yes. Yes. And yes.
They couldn't make it happen. They didn't have the money. They couldn't figure it out. Guys, if you haven't seen, it's FYRE, the Fyre Festival documentary. And it was such
was a it amazing?
Out. No, nothing was able to happen. They couldn't get like nothing.
No. I mean, was the documentary amazing?
Yes. It's so juicy. So basically at the end of the documentary, they end up hiring a really big party planner from New York City to help out because they're like, I don't know what else to do because we have all these people flying into this island and we cannot put them up. We don't have water. We don't have restaurants. We don't have anything for them. So they hired this man and the man was going to, I think he was going to bring a truck of water over like the border or something. But they were like, no, you can't bring this truck and all this water over the border. And he's interviewed on the documentary and he basically, I think he had to like give a blowjob. He's gay and he had to give blowjob to the border. Remember that?
Yes.
To the border patrol so he could bring, and he was just very open about it. And it was just so outrageous.
Yes.
He was like, this is what you got to do, what you got to do when you're a party planner. So his name is Andy King. Now, Mark's house in Cape Cod was purchased from a woman and she had 9 children. One of them was Andy King, him.
Whoa. Man.
So we run into this man on the beach and he's like, I know Andy King. He lives in Manhattan. He has a farm in Chatham, New York, but he grew up in your home before you bought it and rebuilt it. And my mother-in-law said that the guest house was filled with liquor because it was all for his parties. So I said, well, didn't he ruin his reputation as a party planner after the Fyre Festival documentary? Because he kind of was just like, it was so outrageous and inappropriate. They said, no, he had his 15 minutes of fame. He became more popular than he ever was. And now he's doing bigger events than ever. And they're like,
whoa,
older couples like 75. They're like, we travel with him all the time. He's an amazing chef. He's a great entertainer. He's a lovely guy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe.
So do we get to meet him?
Oh my gosh. If we ever run into Andy King, I'll say, my in-laws own the house you grew up in.
So
you guys all know, the house that Mark's parents bought was apparently originally in Cape Cod, a brothel run by a woman.
That's why your husband's so horny.
Then
he was conceived
in a brothel.
He wasn't by her. The history is there.
So I know this is a crazy thing. So then a woman buys the house and her husband, and they have 9 children in that house. Then Mark's parents buy it, but they can't break the whole thing down because it's a heritage home. So they have to keep the base of it and just rebuild the whole thing and reconstruct it. Got an award for like maintaining its heritage, whatever.
Right. A heritage home.
I met Mark and I first went to Cape Cod. It was when we were first dating and I saw the house and it was under construction and I walked in, you could walk in and the windows are so, I don't know what they're called when they kind of pop out.
Okay.
His parents showed us around the house. We couldn't stay there. We just came for the day. When his parents left in the middle of the day, Mark and I did it on that window, under construction, right there up in the windowsill. That's our bedroom.
Wow.
Now, 16 years later. And let me tell you, I don't do it in the window anymore.
No, that's because you were like, you know what? I think I like you. I like this house. Let's have a little fun. So if you ever don't marry me, when you come back here, you'll think of me forever.
100%. I christened the house.
Yeah. I am going to stamp this house so you have a memory of me in there forever.
100%. I was horny for the house for sure.
I know you. I know you well. Trust me. You're like, this is getting me so hot. Can we do it right here, right now? I know you so well. Oh God, I have a story for you. We'll have to save it for another podcast.
What did you say?
I have a story for you, but we'll have to do it for another podcast.
I can't wait.
By the way, Mark and I had the best time that Friday night when we went to go get tequila. And
oh, okay.
Well. I don't remember it. I got so wasted by myself.
So you definitely
I just talked to him. During dinner. No, I'm saying during dinner we talked, it had been so long and I was like, you're kind of funny. He was funny. I was like, oh, thank God, you're funny. That's great news for us. Because it'd been a long time without kids.
Oh my God, I know. And then as soon as everything's good and then something takes a turn, you're like, you're for sale. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, you're funny and I like you.
I know.
It's a roller coaster of emotions.
It's just, it really all comes down. And I want to tell you a secret, everyone listening, then we're going to go. Nat and I basically wanted to make money so our husbands wouldn't be moody anymore.
It didn't work out, did it?
We have to make more money and then maybe they won't be moody. Maybe, right?
That's what I have
to maybe
say. Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, well, do you know how to end this and record it and everything?
Hold on. So guys, make sure that you go to catandnattour.com to see all the dates that we're coming to you on tour. It's going to be unbelievable. We're going to give you more information about it in the coming podcasts. Also, subscribe to this podcast so you're always notified when we lay out a new one, which is 3 days a week. And also give us 5 stars.